Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu, and this is the neutral evil part of the Pantheon that we're covering from Gods of Porphyra. If you have not picked up Gods of Porphyra, then you should check it out at drivethroughrpg.com/product/102872. It's a great book, and it's the content from which I am pulling so far all of these episodes. So we're through to the neutral evil, where we're just finishing up. This is going to cover a god called Shade. Now, Shade is the master of murder, the prince of thieves, the god of thievery, subterfuge, and crime. His worshippers tend to be assassins, criminals, and thieves. Alignment, neutral evil. His domains are darkness, death, luck, trickery, and his subdomains are fate, murder, night, and thieving. His favorite weapon is the kukri. The kukri is a dagger of sorts, or even a short sword, because it's about a foot long, and it's kind of a curved blade. So it kind of, instead of tapering to a point at the end, I mean, it does eventually taper to a point, but it kind of gets broader towards the end and then tapers off. And it's a little bit of it's got a little bit of a curve to it. So you could almost think of it as a short kind of scimitar. His favorite animal is the rat. Shade's legend is kind of interesting, and it's very much intertwined with Lavalia, who we covered previously. She's another neutral evil goddess. So Shade entered the world an elf. Now, elves live a long time. They have a lot of time to craft, to become experts at their craft. And so when Shade started exploring the underworld, he, not the literal underworld, like the Underdark, like just the underworld of society, he started studying hundreds of years ago under the tutelage of the greatest assassins and thieves. His teachers were the best killers and burglars that the region had ever known. And he studied under them for a very, very long time. And they were good enough that they didn't even require assistance from gods or elementals. It was pure skill. And so Shade learned where to kill people, how to kill people efficiently, how to run silently with a bunch of loot on his back. He learned how to clear out a place overnight, just completely leaving it completely empty. He could burgle a house and you would get there in the morning and it would be completely empty by, you know, and you just left it the previous night. Now it's completely empty. Just literally overnight, he can clear out a place. He rose quickly within the criminal ranks and sort of made a career of murdering nobility and rich merchants, criminal kingpins. He was very good at what he did. And this was simply by perfecting his craft. There was no element of magic or otherworldliness to this whatsoever. It was pure studying with the greatest practitioners and becoming very, very good at it. Of course, he's an elf, so it helps that his lifespan is quite long, but he still excelled at what he did. Shade's nefarious deeds attracted the attention of the new goddess Lavalia, and this is right around the time of the calling of the gods to your setting, whatever your setting is. So long ago, when the calling occurred and all the new gods came into your setting, Lavalia noticed this mortal, Shade, who was really good at doing what he did. So since she was fighting or having to stave off her own enemies within the god, within the ranks of the gods, notably Nice, N-I-S-E, Lavalia came to Shade and proposed that he work for her. Specifically, she needed Sesko, a demigod lieutenant of the ancient god Braal. Lavalia had caused the downfall of Braal, and I'm not sure if this was, it doesn't say in the text whether this, the killing of Sesko, this demigod lieutenant of Braal, I'm not sure if that was part of the process of causing Braal's downfall, or whether this was sort of cleaning up after the fact. Either way, she came to Shade and proposed that he get rid of Sesko for her. And in the Book of Secrets, which of course is the Lavalia version of the Divine Record, it states that Shade just couldn't refuse the chance to kill a god. I mean, technically a demigod, but still a god within the realm of the gods. So Lavalia gave him a special poison. He smothered his blades in that poison, snuck into Sesko's celestial warship, which I'm sure is no small feat in itself, and killed Sesko. This made room for another god, so Shade kind of started taking over some of the domains that Sesko had covered. Lavalia helped him into godhood, and he became the god of subterfuge, death, murder, and so on. Clerics of Shade, who are called Shadelings, manage a vast network of secret guilds. As you can imagine, his religion is very much about secrecy and subterfuge, and certainly thievery. And that's one of their primary duties as clerics, is to maintain records, compile records, in the arts of assassination and thievery and subterfuge. And, of course, to fill the guild's coffers with gold garnered from either fencing goods or actually stealing things. But the church certainly commonly acts as a good little middleman between the thieves and people who might want to acquire stolen goods. Shade also attracts the attention, as you can imagine, of rogues, sometimes rangers and inquisitors, who recognize guilds as an opportunity for work, safe lodging, and training for evil intent. The Church of Shade maintains a healthy relationship with cults devoted to Lavalia, and some theologians even go so far as to speculate that the two are lovers. Whatever the case may be, the two churches are pretty friendly towards one another. They exchange information, they let poison experts consult each other, and information brokers kind of exchange information with each other about blackmail targets, and so on. The clerics of Shade also regularly recruit orphans into the church. These orphans are called the Prince's Children, because, of course, Shade is called the Prince of Thieves. So they're called the Prince's Children, and they begin training immediately to learn how to pick locks and pickpocket and steal and so on, and eventually to become assassins, proper, good old-fashioned killers. And you can hire one of these Prince's Children for a lot of money, but you know that you're getting quality assassin when you do that, or a quality burglar, or whatever you're hiring them for. The relationship between the churches of Shade and Lavalia break down a little bit in a couple of places. One, that they suffer competition from followers of Rajak Amangor. Rajak Amangor is a chaotic evil god, and so I take this to mean that they're all kind of vying for the same ground. So there's a little bit of unfriendly competition there. Now, Lavalia also, with her church's love of bureaucracy and record keeping, it adds a little bit of an overhead to the Shadelings' transactions. So Lavalia and Shade remain distinct, and they do both remain in competition with Rajak Amangor's followers. Shadelings conduct their business in the darkest hour of the night, because many of the guilds of Shadelings operate covertly behind false fronts, so they might be posing as a very high-end store, or a store with very, very extravagant items in it, or obviously many of which would be stolen probably from far regions, or maybe a series of popular inns. You know, so they have a legitimate front very frequently, which means that they kind of have to move their unholy rituals to the very, very late night times where no one is really paying attention or awake. So there's no mention of exactly what their rituals are for spell preparation. So I assume that they're fairly standard religious rituals that happen to occur late at night. There are two religious traits for shadelings, a cleric of shade. There's bloody expertise. You have studied assassination and know more effective methods of making targets bleed. When using class abilities that cause bleed damage, increase the bleed damage by one. And infiltrator. You have received additional training in the art of thievery. You gain a +1 bonus to disable device and sleight of hand. And one of these skills is a class skill for you. So, with Shade being so closely knit with the storyline of Lavalia, I'm reacting much the same way about Shade as I did with Lavalia. I find these stories absolutely intriguing. And I mean intriguing in the truest sense of the word. They are full of intrigue. I really wonder, partly because it was suggested in the text, but I mean, it does beg the question, what is the relationship between Lavalia and Shade? Are they maybe working together? Or, knowing Lavalia's propensity to plan to play the long game, is she using Shade for some reason? Does she have something after Shade that she has in mind? Or is she setting Shade up for something, good or bad? What's the deal with Rajak Amangor? Why does he not like Shade and Lavalia? Why is the competition there? Is it exclusively because they're vying for the same territory? Or does it go deeper? Maybe we'll find out more on that when we cover Rajak Amangor. But for now, it's full of questions, and the storyline of how Lavalia raised Shade up to godhood, sure, it was to serve her own purpose, but you do wonder how far that goes. But that story inherently has a lot of drama, you know? I mean, there's opportunity for jealousy, for rivalry, for subterfuge, for everything. It's a really, really good, it's a meaty story with lots to grab onto that you can just take in any direction. In terms of the guild itself, or the Church of Shade itself, again, it's much like Lavalia's church, I find. It may be a little bit more secretive, even, a little bit more guarded, just because Lavalia does so much to record things, and Shade appears to be more in it just kind of for the business aspect and just kind of the just for the pleasure of it all. So I absolutely want players to encounter that guild. I want players to get involved with that guild in some way, maybe without knowing just how evil it is, or maybe they do know that it's evil, but it's the lesser of two evils. It's just, it's one of those things that it gets my brain, my story side of my brain just going, because there's just, you know, when secrets are that well guarded, there's this natural inclination to try to find out what the secret is, to get that answer. So it's kind of a puzzle built in. Now, of course, that, from a dungeon master's perspective, that means that you're going to have to make it so that those secrets are worth discovering. So that's always a little bit of a burden on the storyteller. But in terms of stuff to work with, and atmosphere, and threat, and drama, I think Shade brings a lot of that to the table. So I really enjoyed that story and Lavalia's story. And that's all I have on, well, both Shade and Lavalia, but also on neutral evil. So next time we'll get into the chaotic good gods, Saren, Tulis, and Yolana. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.